This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chance that you will hit the Powerball, and guess what? Nobody did. Largest jackpot in history could come up on Monday. $1.9 billion. That's what the Powerball will be worth. That is crazy. You could be almost a billionaire free and clear once they take the taxes out, but first you got to buy the ticket. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Psyched to roll into yet another week here on the show in the beginning of November. Big week because we have midterm elections, and in your neck of the woods, there could be all kinds of referendums on who knows what. I know in my area, there's even a funding for the fire department because in one particular corner, they need the funds. So that's one of the referendums, which I hope it passes. Great guys. Actually, one of the firehouses helped me out in the handful of months that I've been here. So I know that you're dealing with more than just what we're seeing on the national level, and there's tight races and a lot at stake, and of course, we're going to be talking about it in the next couple of days, obviously, and on Election Day, we'll give you the results we know as they come in, because I think some of them will be too tight. A couple of them will be too tight to officially call. So the Powerball is up, up, up. Like I said, nobody hit it over the weekend. Nobody matched all the winning numbers on Saturday. So there's a lot of buzz over that. People who could care less about the lottery, not knowing what's the Powerball and what's Megaball and what are they, but they're stumbling into convenience stores and getting tickets because who knows? Anybody could win. It's a $2 play and it's sold in 45 states and people are listening to us in the Virgin Islands. You can get in the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico too as well. So this breaks the world record for the largest national lottery jackpot in the Guinness World Records. And it's, like I said, big, big money. Now, there were some people over the country that won like $1 million. You know, if you have X amount of numbers, you win a smaller amount of money. But the big jackpot, nobody hit it. And speaking of jackpots, there was one guy, a legendary gambler, who hit a huge jackpot. The Houston Astros beat the Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series on Saturday. And by doing that in six games and winning the World Series, a guy named Mattress Mack, that's what he's known as, he's a Houston furniture operator, he made history because he plunked down $10 million in bets with a couple of different sports books early in the season when the odds were kind of against the Astros. They weren't completely great odds, but, you know, you put down a $3 million bet with 10-1 odds, and then you win. Caesars is one of the houses that's going to have to write him a $30 million check. Imagine you have the money to make a $10 million bet. He did. He had the money, so he did it. And absolutely incredible. They won, and so he wins the serious, serious cash. What's interesting is he had a promotion offering customers who bought a Tempur-Pedic mattress worth at least $3,000 that if the Astros won and he won his multi-million dollar bets, they would get their money back. That's really cool. And I called the store and they don't know the numbers yet, but I want to find out how many people did that. Like they, I mean, a $3,000 mattress, that's a lot to plunk down on a mattress. You can get really good mattresses, a really good mattress for $2,000, let's say. And of course, most people are not spending that kind of money on mattresses anyway. They're looking for a bargain. And I bet he pulled some customers in. So how much of that money is he going to have to give back to people who got mattresses? Certainly nothing like the amount he won. It's a very, very clever promotion. So money, money, money. Meanwhile, the rest of us are worried about inflation, the price of turkeys and eggs and milk. And I think heavily that's what's weighing on our mind when we go to vote. And speaking of voting, like I said, it's a very, very big week here in the United States. The thing that's interesting is that early voting, we're almost up to 40 million. 39.8 million votes have been cast already, surpassing 2018 when we talk about midterm elections. So I think it's a referendum on the economy more than anything. And I don't think I know. I know from my own unofficial polls, look, we're on across the nation, my conversations with people, people are struggling because they got to stretch those dollars. And if the more mouths you have to feed, the more the dollars don't stretch as far, and every time you get that sticker shock when you go to the store, it hurts. And then you have everything else that's gone up, too. So it's not just food, but it's other things around as well. And then here we are in the holiday season, and that's a drag for so many. And people are working two or three jobs in many cases just to be able to survive. Very different from Mattress Mac. Very different from the person who will win this Powerball eventually. Somebody is going to win it. Hey, coming up in this hour, of course, your thoughts. The mailbag is full, full, full. If you've never heard the show and you just happen to trip up on me, welcome. And if you have any thoughts on anything that we talk about, you want to throw in your 2 cents, a great way to do it 24/7 is to shoot me an email, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. kate@katedelaneyradio.com. It's not about money, but it's about a big update here because some of you in the mailbag over the last couple of days have asked me, hey, what's the latest on Ukraine? I last week had my buddy who was going to Poland, Greg Stebbin, on, and he talked about the maneuverings there and how there was this conversation about, okay, what happens if Putin's gone? Does Russia become a democracy? But that's wheels turning ahead of time, I think. The mayor of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, is telling everybody, the people that are still there, that they have to prepare for a really terrible winter, maybe the worst ever, because Russia is smashing the country's energy infrastructure. That means no electricity, water, or heat in the freezing cold. It can't be completely ruled out. And they know, because the way to get to people is to get to people. So no electricity, no water supply, all of that. What happens? You die. You starve. You are freeze to death. And it really depends, as the mayor Klitschko said to the people in a prepared statement, get prepared as best as you can for these different situations. About 4.5 million people without electricity right now. Coming up, Florida getting ready for maybe another hurricane.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yes, we have a lot of mail, so we're going to get to the mail now. And let's dive right in and talking about a hurricane. Joe, listening to us in the great state of Florida and Tallahassee, says, Kate, is there the potential of another hurricane? That's all I keep hearing on the news. It's not going to be an Ian, but it could be something that could cause some water damage and something to watch out for. Anytime anyone says tropical storm, oh, let's look at the spaghetti models. Oh, please, can we do that? And can we talk about when is it going to hit and how, where it's going to drag us around? I think after Ian and just feeling for so many of the people in South Florida, Southwest Florida, looking at the cleanup efforts are going great, but they still have debris in, you know, Fort Myers Beach is not Fort Myers Beach. They've done a great job, but it's going to take a long time to build that back up. So we're definitely weary of that at this point, right? And the season was predicted to have more hurricanes than there have been. The hurricane season, it doesn't officially really end until November 30th, so do the math. I mean, here we are in the beginning of the month. So just to get to your thing about what to be worried about, what the Hurricane Center is saying at this point is that you've got this a tropical disturbance that's creeping closer to Florida's east coast, and the chances of it developing are... So don't worry as much in Tallahassee. And the chances of it developing have started to rise a little bit. It's over the Caribbean Sea, about northeastern part. I just looked at a map before I jumped on the air. 90% of the formation in the next 5 days, 80 in the next 2 days. So all of you get that, right? That it's the thing about the weather that's different from the tornadoes, which has been terrible, by the way. And I've got something to talk about with that with a couple of you in Oklahoma sent me something. But you have the time, but then you also have the tease, and it tees you up, and you don't know where it's going to for sure go. So it's forming. We know that. We know there's an increase of coastal flooding possibilities and tropical storm force winds, heavy rainfall, rough seas, and the beach erosion stuff happens. But and there's talking about the southeastern coast, the Florida East Coast, and they're talking about part of the Bahamas in the middle of the week. So the thing to tell you is you just be prepared, right? You just be prepared. Make sure, because power thing, you have batteries, you have first aid stuff, you might need drinking water. But in Tallahassee, I'm looking at the models and the cones. My peeps in Tallahassee, I like Tallahassee. You shouldn't really hit any of that. Maybe some rain, but where this looks like it's turning, it doesn't look like much would happen there at all, because it's really, really headed for the east coast of Florida, and could go back in, do that thing where it will hit the west, but not quite like Ian was at all, and it won't be anything like Ian, by the way. All right, I got this one from Joe, who said, Kate, I know that you used to live in Texas for a long time, and you talked a lot about, fondly, about going to Oklahoma and all the areas around there, and I know that you know this, but boy, when these tornadoes pop up, and we just had some tornado activity that happened, it's terrible when that happens. You've said it, you're not prepared, even though you are. I mean, you know in your mind that this can happen, but you don't realize until it bears down on you and people are talking about, you know, what's happened. So we just had a couple of people in Oklahoma, Texas, and Arkansas that were hit. A couple people were killed here in Oklahoma. And I guess I was just thinking about you because of the hurricane situation and now what it's like with the tornadoes. Yeah, you know, the thing with the tornadoes is if you had, not a safe house, if you had like a bunker, like people I know actually in Dallas started to do that, thinking, wow, we're starting to get near misses and we need a place to go. And jumping in the tub and putting a mattress on top of us is not the best option at all when all of a sudden here's this tornado. And two people were killed in Oklahoma, and Texas and Arkansas all got that Friday. The homes terrible, ripped apart, power out for thousands of people. Governor Stitt from Oklahoma, of course, had an emergency declaration for several counties. And, you know, Oklahomans are like Texans, very resilient, very strong, and they all come together and help each other. That's the great thing that I have observed in these situations. I saw recently with this hurricane situation, but since I've covered tornadoes more, boom, neighbors are there. I mean, coming back in, what do you need? Looking for people, doing whatever, bringing water in, helping out. And I'll tell you, it was pretty bad in McCurtain County, because I have a friend that lives kind of near there and said, wow, really pretty significant, like 100 plus homes and businesses were hit by the tornado, because it was pretty wide swath. That's what happens. And, you know, it's pretty sad, obviously. People are in there and they're cleaning up once they can go back and trying to figure out the details of where are we going, where are we staying. Trees smashed into houses, roofs were ripped off, that kind of thing. I mean, injuries and that kind of deal. You got people looking for generators and the things that, you know, that happen. And in Texas, near that border with Oklahoma, about 50 homes were damaged, destroyed, all that in Lamar County. So they got it pretty bad. Even in parts of Louisiana, they got a little bit of that, too, as well. Now, there were some warnings telling people, get to a safe place. Get to an interior room if that's what you have to do. Get to a basement if you have a basement. And when you see the aftermath, wow. I mean, really, again, along that Red River border, beautiful area right along there, but it was nasty what happened. All right, let's jump into this. This one is from Rachel, and Rachel says, Kate, oh, we had to push the clocks back. Good in one way, crummy in another. It does, to me, mean, oh, leaves in autumn and all that kind of stuff. But I think I like the idea of this Sunshine Protection Act, and if it becomes law, and then I think you explained that March would be the last time it springs forward, and then that's it. I kind of like the idea of it. You know, people are talking about the whole sleep deal and how springing the clocks forward in the spring actually hurts our health. Somebody told me that today in my world. And they're saying that it just disrupts our body rhythm. So now it's just so confusing to me. I'm thinking, why do we do this in the first place? Okay, so here's what the explanation is. Between March and November, you get less morning light and more evening light. But some experts say it throws off your circadian rhythm, is what they call it. Standard time, when you move the clocks back, is closer to the sun's day and the light cycle, right? So you think about that, working, exercising, blah, 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 all of that. I mean, for most of us, we throw that out the window, right, when you're what we call third shifters. So it doesn't matter. We don't fall into any of this, really. A call to ban daylight savings time for good is what's the American Academy of Sleep Medicine is saying. And they're saying, you know, scientifically, and even civic organizations are saying it, National Parent Teacher Associations, you know, we don't want that. So we'll see what happens. Whether the Senate passes the bill and that the daylight in the evening, because then proponents say that cuts down on car accidents and crime, and it increases opportunities for business and recreation because people want to shop and exercise during daylight hours. I agree with that. Do you want to shop when it's, you know, dark, really? I mean, of course, there's things that are lit up. There's outdoor malls. So I'm not saying people don't do that. But we prefer in the daylight. I would agree with that. I would agree. We'll see what happens. That's all I can tell you. I can also tell you 24/7, you can send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Odds and ends coming up.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump headline rallies in New York and Florida, respectively, on Sunday to fire up voters 2 days before a tight midterm election in which Republicans are pushing to flip both chambers of Congress. Nonpartisan forecasts and polls show Republicans are heavy favorites to win control of the House of Representatives, with the Senate a toss-up. At least 19 people died when a passenger plane crashed into Lake Victoria in Tanzania on Sunday while trying to land at a nearby airport, the prime minister and airline said. flight PW494 operated by Precision Air hit the water during storms and heavy rain, the state Tanzania Broadcasting Corporation reported. Rescuers in boats rushed to the wreckage, which was almost fully submerged, to pull out trapped passengers, local authorities said. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Not know that are kind of buzzing across the land. I mean, we do have a man cave, and that's coming up in our next hour. There's so much happening in the world of sports for people who are sports fans. College football, Georgia was number one in the AP poll last week, but number three in the college football playoff ranking. You know, we have this playoff system now, and they were dominant over Tennessee on Saturday. I saw the tail end of that game. They were psyched. I have some friends, and they'll let you know about the Bulldogs every time I see them, how great the Bulldogs are. But I get that pride thing. So now you got Ohio State at 2, even though they were pretty shaky on a really ugly rainy day at Northwestern. Michigan easily gets past Rutgers with a big second half. They move up to the 3 spot. TCU undefeated. They beat Texas Tech. They move up 3 spots to number 4. So it's interesting because you've got a couple of teams where we could start having that argument about who should be where, right? LSU upset Alabama. That was huge on a 2-point conversion try in overtime. I know we have a lot of Bama fans. They were stunned. And so they move up 8 spots from 15 to 7 in the AP poll. Alabama fell 4 spots to 10. And the Nick Saban era, he is the king. He is the king of coaches when it comes to college football. It's the king is now abdicated for this season. It's so shocking to see that, I have to say. All right, we talk about all the time on this show where, depending on, you know, where you live, we're seeing this in Nevada right by Las Vegas, and Lake Mead, and they're finding bodies that were thrown in there who knows how long, or boats or things that have been buried underneath high water levels. But because the water is so low, that's exposing all of it. And I happened to catch this over the weekend. You know, it's not just there. California is dealing with all kinds of things. The first ever riverboat casino to hit the rivers of the U.S., and I didn't realize this, has sunk because of receding water levels. Just over a year ago, it's called the Diamond Lady. And it first was out there in 1991. So it was covered in muck and mud. It reemerged in that condition. I was looking at what it used to look like. And, you know, these are boats that moved from Iowa to Mississippi, you know, 30 years ago. And the Diamond Lady was stored in Lake McKellar off the river, then sank last year because of a freeze. Then it became visible this year because of the low water levels on the Mississippi River. And I went back and I looked at some of the beautiful old pictures of this Diamond Lady. It was beautiful. And the entire boat is just a wreck now. You can still see the name on the hull of the boat. And, you know, people who had been on this boat say it was just incredible. It was fast. It was sturdy. It was a beauty. And I wish I had been on that boat when I saw the pictures and what it looked like. I think there's something nostalgic about, even if, forget the gambling aspect, just the whole idea of what that was like. And, you know, this boat was such a big deal that they had a big ribbon cutting, and that all these boats, a couple of these boats, were built in Iowa in 1990. Vanna White, the queen of turning the letters on Wheel of Fortune, she was there for the ribbon cutting. But, you know, just another example of water going away and what happens and what's uncovered when that happens, right? Okay, here's another thing that is always intriguing to me, people who run marathons. And why do I say that? Because I've run in my life, but no marathon, I can tell you. 26.2 miles, right? So they just had the New York City Marathon on Sunday, and Kenya's Sharon Lokiti was the winner of that. Evans Shibacht won the men's race, also from Kenya, so it was a double-double for them. And, you know, they're talking about the times that they finished these races. Incredible. The female runner from Kenya, 28 years old, and just the eighth athlete in history to win in New York on her marathon debut. And she was pretty emotional. I happened to catch a clip of that when she crossed over the finish line. I mean, they're challenged. You know, there are certainly world-class runners and then the rest of the pack that are in this. And the finishing times are just, you know, incredible. She finished in 2 hours, 23 minutes, and 23 seconds. Wow. I mean, that's a wow to me. That's like my time for, I don't know, 6 miles. It's like, what? It is cool to see that in these cities and areas. And I mean, even out in rural areas, they have some great marathons. I mean, really, really, really great marathons. And I want to say in odds and ends, I was so sad to hear of Coy Gibbs' death. I had him on a couple of shows, a couple of racing shows that I did, and he was co-owner of Joe Gibbs Racing. He's the son, of course, of Joe Gibbs. And he died at 49, and they just released a statement that, you know, thoughts and prayers. He died after a long battle with a degenerative neurological disease that he had. And boy, Joe Gibbs, he had another son that died a few years ago. Really, really tough. But you know, he died, Coy died, just hours after his 20-year-old son, Ty, won the NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship race. So a big moment and then a terribly sad moment. And Coy, I can remember having this conversation with him, and I'm sure that it's when it's out there in his bio and stuff. He had a interesting college football career. Because remember Joe Gibbs, that's what he did. He was a football coach. Pro football coach. He, after, for Coy, because he grew up around that, he went to college football, he played college football, rather, at Stanford, and then, you know, then there he was eventually in NASCAR with his dad. So they did a moment of silence before the race, but, really, really tough and tragic. So, My thoughts for the Gibbs family and that loss. That's really, 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 really very, very, very tough. You know, one of the things that we've talked about on this show, when we talk about odds and ends, what are the odds that, you know, your kid will get this RSV? All of a sudden, we're seeing that these emergency rooms and these hospitals are filled up with kids that have this, where they can't breathe, there's something noticeable about the way they're breathing. You start to realize, no, something's wrong. And comedian and actress Amy Schumer said that her son was admitted to the emergency room this week with RSV, and she said it was like the worst and hardest week of her life. And she said a shout out to all the parents going through it. I talked about this last week, that I was so sad at the numbers I kept hearing from people. And, you know, it had to be very, very rough. I guess her son is doing better, but this RSV has been spreading across the U.S. this respiratory virus season, which, you know, you head into the fall and the winter, and there's things that happen, but it's particularly been rough on children. And so it's putting this strain on pediatric hospitals because they're also battling COVID-19 and other illnesses, you know, like the flu. And RSVP hospitalization rates have reached rates that they haven't seen until usually like December if they get these kinds of illnesses. But it can be, it starts off like it's a mild cold sort of thing, and then it can develop into a very serious illness, especially in young children and in infants too, but definitely young children. So they say watch for their breathing. Really pay attention to that for these symptoms, because you might think, oh, it is a cold. Oh, it's because kids get stuff. They're like petri dishes. But it's not, and they need help. And the key is to get them into a hospital so they can have help with their breathing and get the treatments that they, you know, that they need to survive it, because it's so tough on their bodies, and that it goes along with the whole breathing thing. It's just like, wow, where does, out of the blue, we're starting to see that happen, and then still dealing with the COVID, still dealing with people with COVID that have gotten one of the variants and are having trouble battling that. Coming up, it's fair or foul to close out this hour of the show. One of the things I'm sure we won't be talking about is Twitter and the fact that Elon Musk, what is he doing? He's delaying the rollout of account verifications for their paid Twitter Blue subscription plan until after the midterm elections. So now Twitter, which has been free, they're going to have users that will pay $7.99 a month for Blue verification. So the check mark, having that, the authenticity, meaning celebrities, companies, politicians, blah, 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 they'll have that. And they may charge eventually down the line for everybody. But that's just a rumor at this point. Fair or foul, round the bend.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn what more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have 2022 midterm election results, and the great thing is we're not repeating from earlier in the day. Yay, the beauty of taking this show for all my great affiliates and everybody else who listens will get you right up to date to the moment, because I believe a lot of these returns will still be, some of them will be too close to call, and they'll be doing that whole thing where they're going through them, etc., and we might not even know some of the results. I could be wrong, but I'm thinking I might be right on this one. All right, this is the time where we do that fair or foul thing.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Makes on a fair.
A hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. All right, so, Jeremy, is it a hard foul when we talk about daylight savings time? We just had to turn the clock back. So it means it was kind of weird because all of a sudden it's lighter in the morning earlier, and, of course, it gets dark earlier.
I never really got the whole thing about it, but, yeah, it's like it used to be bright when I came to work. Now it's like pitch black when I come to work. So.
I know. It's weird.
I just run off my phone. It changes automatically.
Exactly. It made me think of this. Could you live in Alaska? Because here's the thing. In Alaska, it's very weird. They have from mid to late November until late January, they have constant darkness. They call it the dark days. The sun never rises during that 60-plus day period. It's 64 days of night. And then and it depends on where you are in Alaska, too, by the way. And then they don't see the sun until January. And then they have the weird thing of where they have light during these, 24-hour sunlight. It still happens in Alaska, 24 daylight, 24 darkness. And so then there would be times where you'd have to just have darkened shades to make your body trick it into thinking it's dark out.
It kind of scares me. It kind of reminds me of, like, Pitch Black, where it's like when it gets dark, the creatures come out for 2 months.
Yeah. So you're saying no, living in Alaska would not be great. Yeah, me too. I would love to go to Alaska, and I almost got a speaking gig in Alaska, and I think I may end up going there. But people say it's like feeling jet lag when you have those transitional weeks, and how strange it is, and they're used to it, the people that live there, and there could be good things about it, but if it was light all the time, oh, that would drive me nuts, and if it was dark, I would feel like you, like it would feel creepy to me.
I really feel jet lagged naturally because I work third shift.
So you don't need that.
Don't need more.
I agree. All right, so here's the other thing. I was thinking about this because Dusty Baker is the manager of the Houston Astros, and finally, after all of his incredible career and so many players he mentored, and I had an opportunity in the very beginning of my career especially to talk to Dusty a lot when he was the manager of the Giants. He's just a great guy. So he finally wins with the Astros. He gets that win of winning a World Series. And then the thing that you talk about is Hall of Fame, when someone retires and should they get in the Hall of Fame and all that stuff. So I was wondering, when you think of Hall of Fames, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they just had their big thing. Like Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo got in, and Dolly Parton and other musicians.
I heard Dolly Parton didn't want to be inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But she did accept it eventually. Right? And so it made me think of the whole idea of the Hall of Fames in general, in sports, in music, in other areas of life. What do you think, fair or foul? Do you think it's worth it to hold people up to this, wow, you are legendary?
I think so. I mean,
I do too.
They're the greats of their
profession.
Yeah, their profession. I mean, I agree. I say yeah.
I would tell people that are listening, if you ever have a chance to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, do it. I was so lucky. It was an off time. I was up in Cleveland speaking, and I had a chance to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and there's like three other people in the whole place. I couldn't believe it.
I want to go to the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Where is the Wrestling Hall of Fame?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. We'll have to find that out. I have no idea.
No, I just know I want to go.
There you go. I want to go. All right, so put that on the list. The Hockey Hall of Fame is a good one. I've been to several Hall of Fames. And this was good. Like you had Duran Duran, the guitarist Andy Taylor. He couldn't go because he's got stage 4 prostate cancer. But all his bandmates were there, and they talked about him and all that. And just, I don't know. I agree with you. I think Hall of Fames are cool, too.
It says it's located in Wichita Falls, Texas.
There you go. Close to Dallas. That's like an hour outside of Dallas. An hour and a half, maybe. That's where the Cowboys used to have their summer camp, their training camp. They did it, I want to say, for maybe 2 years, not very long, but a couple years they did it. All right, we've talked about this before, but now it's getting bigger, and it's getting to the point where there's more conversation about it. People are getting on lists. Will you ever convert to an electric vehicle, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one. I know. I feel like everyone should eventually, but I also feel like they need to build up the network, the electric field for everybody, so we don't have electrical problems, power problems. I don't know. I drive an old truck and Harleys. We like that gas.
Yeah, an old truck. I just want my old truck. Please, let's have gas stations. Please. I think it's going to be... Here's the thing. And all the commercials. You see the commercials. A lot of commercials now for EV. And more conversation about it. And more affordability. The Chevy Volts, etc. But... and the... You know, you've got Ford, where you but you can't even get on the list though for the for some of the Ford products because they're sold
old
out.
Old muscle cars. What are they gonna like? Are they gonna start converting old muscle cars to electric?
Well, you would. Yeah, you couldn't. How would you do that?
I don't. Well, I mean.
Well, I mean, you could. I guess you could convert. Why couldn't you convert it?
You should be.
But
able
it would.
To.
But it would be.
It'll be
it
different.
Would cost. Yeah. I mean, it would be different, right? I don't know. I think the whole conversion, I get it. I have a couple of friends who have it, and they swear by it, although they've also been, two of them have been trapped when they ran out of electricity, which they had to go and find a charging station, barely got there, and then had to kill, like, hours of time because they didn't properly make sure they had enough.
Yeah, whether they put, like, a generator in the back, so, like, you know, because you have a gas tank you can fill.
You don't have a gas tank if you have a completely electric
exactly,
vehicle.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have emergency gas can.
Yeah.
Like, can you just put a generator in the back?
No, not that I know of. There's no generators. You are not driving. There is no extra electrical power. You got to find a charger. Or charge it up at a house or whatever. Like I've noticed in my neighborhood, there's some people that have it, and they have it. The charger's hooked up. They have it at their house. You can see it on the outside of the like garage, like on the side of the garage. I don't know. It's good. All good for everybody who can get one.
I heard they're even doing electric motorcycles. So I mean, I get it.
I know, making the adjustment would be tough. Hey, and speaking of that, with fair or foul, what about, this is a good one for music, what about stereo systems? Remember, that used to be the thing. You'd have an incredible rocking stereo system. How big were your speakers? How big was the sound system? And now it's a whole different world when it comes to music. Is that out? The big speakers and the big sound of the big stereo system?
Well, growing up, I had the same thing. I worked for a electric place that would install systems like that, and I had a 15 Rockford Fosgate square, like, in the trunk, and it was certified and all this stuff, and I loved it. And then I just really don't care that much. So I don't.
So you don't care. So that's what's happened. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So it's passé. That's not a thing. Like that used to be a thing. You'd save up money and you wanted to get great speakers and you wanted to have that sound system,
yeah,
but it's not.
It's like you wanted that on that sound.
You wanted that
go
sound,
to a concert
and I bet you.
Now.
Yeah, half the people listening to us don't have that. The guys, women, families, you don't have those sound systems. It's not about having that room or having that man cave with the sound system in it anymore.
You watch a movie and then you go to a movie theater and that ups level.
Right.
Listen to music, go to a concert, it's going to up
right.
the level.
Right, and you don't worry about your personal level. Isn't that funny? I think the same thing. I wonder how the industry is doing. All right, another fair or foul in the books. Jeremy, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Steal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.